With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Several functions of the Department of Homeland Security face at least a temporary shutdown at midnight tonight. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is nothing more than political posturing, and the ones paying the price for this stalemate will be the American people.
Well, it means more frustration and pain for no obvious reason. We got 11 of the 12 separate appropriations bills passed through both chambers of Congress and signed into law, but the Homeland Security bill was stalled by the Democrats because they want to try to make a political point. Here's the irony. Holding up the funding for the Department of Homeland Security has no impact on that whatsoever because we pre-funded ICE operations in the big, beautiful bill. So it's funded all the way through the end of the Trump administration.
Speaker Johnson appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. The entire interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. A crew of four is headed to the International Space Station. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Go Falcon, go Dragon, and Godspeed Crew 12.
The U.S., French, and Russian astronauts are replacing the astronauts who cut their mission short last month in NASA's first medical evacuation. The new crew's mission is expected to last 8 to 9 months. They should be arriving at the orbiting lab on Saturday. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump has decided to move a second aircraft carrier into the Middle East as he presses Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program. The USS Gerald R. Ford is being sent from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points, the Nasdaq dropped 50, the S&P up 3. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina, on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. LGBT activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympics misgendering a woman who's living as a man. Ellis Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who's living as a man. However, because she's competing in the women's division, not against the men, there's often confusion in the broadcasting booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there's been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Cortina Games. The 23-year-old has not undergone testosterone therapy. This is SRN News. This week's death of 48-year-old actor James Vanderbeek highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Elroy Face, an all-star reliever for the Pittsburgh Pirates who saved 3 games in the 1960 World Series to help them upset the New York Yankees, has died. He was 97. In a news release, the Pirates announced they confirm Face's death. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.